Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Brian Marcel is here. Brian's joining us all the way from London, England, the founder and the chairman of the International Barcode System Group. They call him Mr. Mitrovator. He helps entrepreneurs become successful, maybe even rich. He's the author of Raising the Bar, Change the Game. It's his story. In the barcode of his long entrepreneurial career and how he came up as a budding entrepreneur and changed the world. He's our good friend, Brian Marcel. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Brian, first I want to talk about what's going on in England a little bit later in our visit. But first I want you to talk to us about one of the things that I've been sensing is the coronavirus pandemic has sort of quieted down the crypto world a little bit. Not as much news about cryptocurrency. The blockchain fever pitch that was going on prior to coronavirus has kind of settled down a little bit. A lot of the global conferences, I don't hear much about them anymore. But the work is continuing to go on, right? I mean, the technology. The crypto barcode technology is continuing, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. There are actually quite a few virtual conferences going on, mainly in the cryptocurrency space. And yeah, there was a spike in Bitcoin not so long ago that's cooled down a bit. Maybe, I guess, a bit like the tech stocks on the NASDAQ.
Right.
Cool 10-15% now. But no, you know, blockchain's alive and well, frankly. As you know, I'm trying to promote it amongst the corporates,
right,
to use more of their supply chain and make them more efficient.
Are they resisting, you think?
I think the trouble is, Jim, that nobody likes to be the first. You know, if you're an IT director or president or whatever you call them out there, they have their jobs at risk if something goes wrong. And this is quite a big bet to move.
But isn't this just the next generation of barcode or an RF?
Yes, it is. It's barcode Mark II.
Yeah, radio frequency barcode, QR codes. Blockchain. I mean, this is just, yep, a natural progression. It's not like they're buying some kind of juju magic or something.
Yeah, but you know, anything that's got a new word, they say, you know, help me out here. I mean, I remember when I started with barcodes 35 years ago, my sort of mantra was, "We'll take the mystique out of barcodes for you," because
right,
everybody was terribly scared about using these things. And now we're seeing it again on the blockchain because they don't understand it properly and it takes them out of their comfort zone.
Do you think that they're resisting blockchain because it's still so connected to Bitcoin, the controversial cryptocurrency? They are having a hard time realizing that blockchain has a life of its own?
I think that's absolutely correct. Those that have heard of cryptocurrency, which has got a bad name now, let's face it. So it's really people like us who are involved with the enterprise who need to try and push it through. I mean, there are plenty of applications now happening. Some have got quite a lot of, publicity, like Walmart,
right,
with food trust. You know,
right,
they're having to track back to provenance if they need to recall anything. and it only takes them a few seconds to track that back to the blockchain, whereas it would take them a week doing it manually with the old system. So there are quite a few, you know, use cases that are proving the point. But we just need to get it in there, you know, proof of concepts tried out and things like that.
Well, see, one of the things that my column this week was about trust, about the fact that the coronavirus pandemic and the post-pandemic marketplace, trust is going to be even more powerful, more valuable, more sought after than ever before. And if there's one thing that blockchain is in our future, it's the future of digital trust. Why wouldn't this be something that could become a home run leadership issue for CEOs?
Yes, trust is key, and it does allow you to expand your ecosystem with people that you didn't trust before, because all the data that goes on the blockchain has got to be validated by everybody who's involved in the chain. And so it's very difficult, if not impossible, to fiddle any data, you know, that goes on there.
Well, if two CEOs sign a contract and the lawyers, you know, put together this amazing contract that nobody can read, and they sign it and they think they've done a great job, well, that doesn't keep the accuracy and the honesty all the way down to the last mile. Because there are humans involved, but blockchain would keep that contract in force all the way down to the last mile, wouldn't it?
Well, it's immutable, so you can't change anything that's on there.
Right.
Or at least you can't change without anybody noticing.
Right.
And that definitely gives it credibility. And that's why it's being used for against counterfeit things like pharmaceuticals,
right.
Like automobile parts,
mm-hmm.
like anything that, you know, is turned, well, like fashion. It's perfect for all this counterfeit stuff coming out of China or what have you.
Right. Yeah. I think I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't become, the way things move fast these days, I'm surprised that it hasn't become more ubiquitous, are beginning to be a little more ubiquitous, but it's still not really even on the radar out here. Out here on Main Street, Brian, blockchain is not really on the radar of most folks. I need your website quickly, Brian.
It's brianmarcel.net.
Brian Marcel with a C.net is the website. The book is called Raise the Bar, Change the Game. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.